fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Well, the Democrats are not going to be satisfied until Trump is removed from office. So despite the Mueller probe giving them zero Russian collusion, that's not going to stop some of the most corrupt Democrats in Congress from continuing to try to destroy this country.
They fight so hard on this witch hunt, this phony deal that they put together, this phony thing that now looks like it's dying, so they don't have anything with Russia. There's no collusion. So now they go and morph into, let's inspect every deal he's ever done. A little shifty shift yesterday. No, it's the first time he went into a meeting and he said, we're going to look into his finances. I said, where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. Collusion with Russia. The collusion delusion. And unfortunately, you put the wrong people in a couple of positions. And they leave people for a long time that shouldn't be there. And all of a sudden, they're trying to take you out with bull. Okay?
The witch hunt won't die. That is, if House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler and Congressman Adam Schiff continue to fantasize regularly on national television about the impeachment of President Donald Trump.
We are certainly looking deep into the set of issues around Moscow Trump Tower. We're also looking at persistent allegations that the Russians have been laundering money through the Trump Organization. I don't know that that's true.
How about if Robert Mueller comes back and says definitively, we find no collusion by President Trump? Is that a conclusion you'll accept?
Well, we'd want to see the evidence behind that and see the validity of that, and we could agree or disagree.
Jerry Nadler announced that he will submit over 60 document requests to the White House and the Justice Department in a bid to keep the witch hunt going as Mueller's expectantly disappointing investigation comes to a close. And after former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen's second round of embarrassing testimony served to allow Cohen to perjure himself yet again in front of Congress.
Mr. Cohen, how long did you work in the White House?
I never worked in the White House.
And that's the point, isn't it, Mr. Cohen?
No, sir.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, sir.
You wanted to work in the White House.
No,
you
sir.
You didn't get brought to the dance.
Sir.
And now?
I was extremely proud to be personal attorney to the President of the United States of America. I did not want to go to the White House.
Is there a chance that he'll ask me to go to Washington?
Oh, there's absolutely a chance he's going to ask you to go.
Oh, I certainly
hope
so. Would
you
go? 100%.
A lot of what he said today, I think, bolstered his credibility.
I want you to count how many articles you see tomorrow about Schiff and Cummings prepping Cohen before he comes to Congress. You won't find a one.
If he is such a confirmed liar, why didn't he say, Trump told me to lie? If he had said it, Trump would there be subject to the possible charge of subornation of perjury. But he didn't say it.
Of course, when it comes to the investigation of the Clintons' mountain of evidence detailing Russian collusion, blatant threats to national security, the financial rape of Haiti, and even Bill Clinton's sick affair in the Oval Office that led to impeachment, Jerry Nadler could be counted on to steer any investigation off course.
Well, you cannot let the actions of people who want to bring the government to a halt and concentrate only on politics and only on obstruction affect everything else. It's a very good reason to have a Democratic House and Senate so we can get on with the government, with the business of the people, instead of wasting our time on all kinds of investigations that will ultimately go nowhere. You look at the entire Clinton presidency, Bill Clinton presidency, Whitewater, Travelgate, this gate, that gate, nothing went anywhere until you got the Monica Lewinsky thing that didn't even exist at the time of the special prosecutor being appointed. They just kept persecuting him on thing after thing after thing.
Just how far Schiff and Nadler will overreach to satisfy a handful of Trump critics in the face of millions of Americans will become apparent in the coming weeks.
And make no mistake, we are living through a full-fledged crisis in our democracy.
John Bound reporting.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, big broadcast coming up, big news, and an Ask Me Anything with Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the War Room, brought to you by InfoWars.com on this Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. And it's honestly so crazy now, folks. I'm forgetting what day it is half the time. Just swimming through all the news and trying to figure it all out, quite frankly, because it seems like every day there's something new that's so big that goes uncovered that we have to cover. Now, what am I talking about today? Vaccines. And so you might say to yourself, well, what's the big news on vaccines? There's nothing new there. No, there is. Exactly. And so I'm going to break all that down. Plus, really, the exciting thing that we're going to have featured on today's broadcast is an Ask Me Anything with Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson. That comes up in less than an hour and a half. It kicks off at 4:33 to be exact, Central Time. And I will be scouring through the Reddit threads here on the desk. Alex and Paul will be right over there, I guess. Or maybe I'll be sandwiched. I'm not really sure. We'll figure all that out. But I'll be going through Reddit, taking questions on the Donald there. And then we'll also have the phone lines open. And so we'll be peppering in your phone calls as well with Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. And, you know, it's nice to get Alex back on with me because when this show was still allowed on social media, he pretty much quit coming on because he didn't want it to get banned, you know, from Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and everything. Well, they already banned us everywhere anyway. So it's nice to actually be able to do segments like this with Alex. And, you know, maybe, you know what I really need to do? It just hit me. And I'm sorry that this is somehow, it's just like, oh, here I go, becoming untethered, reaching into the expanses of space. I actually just need to have Alex Jones, because what I've wanted to do is do the real interview with Alex Jones. And I've kind of been talking about this. It's like the old thing, F it, let's just do it live. So I think I'll do that. So that's what I am going to do. In fact, I'm going to make that call right now, and I've already gotten permission from Alex to do this. F it, we're going to do it live. So Savannah, coordinate with Daria, and let's actually put it on the books. I want Alex on this show for 3 whole hours. I'm going to do a 3-hour entire interview, the real Alex Jones interview. Not a hit piece, no agenda, just the real Alex Jones interview that probably only I could do, quite frankly. So sorry, I'm just wargaming right here on air because I'm just excited to have Alex back in studio on the War Room for the Ask Me Anything with Paul Joseph Watson that's coming up here in just about an hour. Now, tons of news to get to. A story that I saw today, I didn't even believe my own eyes until I did the research and it came true. Two stories actually like that.
Hey.
Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen. The most bang. You know, they're talking about you on the Joe Rogan podcast right now, Alex.
Hey, here's the deal.
We're going to have the clips, by the way.
I was at dinner with Joe last Wednesday night, and he said, yeah, next Tuesday, Jack Dorsey's coming back. Don't mention it. I said, fine. You know, journalistic thing. I won't mention it. Then I'm watching like 10 minutes. I'm trying to watch you. I'm in my office doing research. And like Jack Dorsey has this chick on that works for him. She's like, well, he beats up kids.
Yeah, they said they fell for the Forbes fake news that you hit that kid. It wasn't even you.
I played ABC News that was on every channel of some kid attacking an adult. And she goes, well, he endangers kids and beats them up. We take him down. And it's like, how do I not go ape crap over that?
No, Alex, don't you know it was you that staged the Jussie Smollett fake hate crime, too. It was you that was banging the drum in the Covington Catholic kid's face.
So I'm not mad at Joe. I'm not even mad at Jack Dorsey. But this chick, what's her name? Go to the Joe Rogan.
I've never heard of her. It's like Vihaja or something.
It's like, well, she's a girl, so she can do this. And it's like, lady, I didn't do that. So this is why I'm off Twitter. She's like, well, he beat up a child.
But see, Alex, that's all. Obviously, we know that's fake news.
So what does she think the viewers are going to do? I mean, I don't even want to attack Joe or his guest, but Jesus Christ.
Well, apparently,
I'm sitting there literally trying to eat lunch, and they go, here, let's turn this on. Jones beats up children. No, I didn't.
Hey, and Tim Pool actually came to your defense a little bit there. I mean,
no, Tim Pool did, and so did Joe, but I mean, dude, this is Oliver Darcy has some chick on saying I beat up children. I swear to God, it was like 10 minutes ago. Go to the Joe Rogan Experience. It's live right now, 10 minutes ago. And I'm like, they go, oh, let's just turn Joe on here. Jones is beating up children.
Why'd you buy an Alex? Well, he beats children. I read it in Forbes magazine.
I mean, it's like, dude, this is what they do once they deplatform.
And then you don't have a voice to defend
yourself.
Me.
It's not about me, but because we're coming up with Paul Watson in about an hour with you. It's that they can get away with this, Owen. Like, she's on there going, well, he beat up a kid. And it's like, lady, you just defamed me. Stop it. It's like when Jack took me off, he goes, well, he was going to use battle rivals on the media.
No, but that's it, Alex. It's like, do you have to sue all these people? You don't have time for this. You don't have time for this.
They don't even care.
Litigation.
Like, I I thought I'd tune into Jack coming back on to say, hey, I'm pro-free speech. Instead, there's some chick, like, lying. And I'm just like, what am I supposed to do at this point?
Well, you're going to do an AMA in about an hour. That's what you're going
to
do.
I'm going to beat a kid up first.
I'll send Forbes over there to cover it.
I mean, I'm against child abuse.
Alex, you'll go rescue 10 children from a house fire, and they'll say, Alex Jones let a pet gerbil die. The wicked Alex Jones. It's like,
but I mean, it's like, you know, you tune in, you think that this info would be smarter. It's like, Jones hurts children. He beat up a kid. And you're like, what?
Yeah, but it's like a child at the dinner table that is like kicking the brother under the dinner table. And it's like, oh, stop kicking me. It's like just total immaturity. They know they only banned you because they don't like your politics. They just don't want to admit it. Oh, gosh.
I was hoping Jack Dorsey would come on and say, we've said a lot of stuff that's wrong. We said stuff that's right. Let's have free speech. Instead, it was, well, Alex beats up children.
Well, I mean, you are responsible for the dinosaurs going extinct.
Well, if I went on air and I said somebody did something, I'd show it. That's what we do.
We're gonna have the clips when you come on for the AMA.
Yeah, I know. Pull up where I beat up a kid. God, it's like, this is like a bad hallucination. I can't even take it. Folks, you can go to the Joe Rogan Experience on YouTube right now, and you can counter Jack Dorsey live on air. We should come back and play this. Pull it up at the next break, guys. You just go to YouTube.com. You just type in Joe Rogan, and there is the live feed with these guys, podcast 1,258, and you can hear, what's her name, Vagina Gada? You can, another thing is vagina, is Vajaga, Vajaya Gada. You can hear her literally make up crap all day long.
There she is right there. Well, Alex, you know, it's nice, though. They can't stop talking about you, you know? That's that old thing.
But I didn't beat up any kids!
Everybody knows you didn't beat any kids up, Alex. It's okay.
This is 10 million people!
But guess what, Alex? Now everyone is going to know that you didn't. Oh, and apparently she's the lawyer for Jack Dorsey. Oh. We might have some lawyers interested in contacting her. All right. Alex is very upset about this, folks. This is what they're trying to do to destroy him. So they just lie about him on Joe Rogan's podcast, and it's just like, what do you do? But see, that's the thing. When I go out with an InfoWars mic flag, I mean, that's what I... How's Alex doing now that he lost his kids? It's like, he's got his kids. He's got full custody. It's like, what are you even talking about? It's not even real. It's like, oh, I heard Alex got banned from Twitter because he hit that kid in a parking lot. And you're like, no, actually, that couldn't be farther from the truth. But it's like, if they just say it, then it's true. Like, oh, yeah, you guys said gay frogs are a thing. Therefore, it's fake news. It's like, oh, okay, dude, like, you go ahead and read the Berkeley studies then, and then tell me it's fake news. Well, it doesn't matter. Alex got banned from Twitter because he hit that kid. No, he didn't. Well, that doesn't matter. He lost custody of his kid. No, he didn't lose custody of his kids either. Oh, well.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've got a loaded broadcast here. We got a bunch of clips that we're going to get to. Jack Dorsey's lawyer on the Joe Rogan show defaming Alex Jones, just unbelievable. And we're going to get Alex's response. He joins us with Paul Joseph Watson in an hour here on the War Room for an Ask Me Anything. We'll be taking questions on Reddit. We'll be opening up the phone lines as well. Chris Nyweem is going to join me in the next segment. Talk about a lot of the great work that we're trying to do to stop the torturing and killing of dogs with our tax dollars. Yeah, I can't believe we have to fight to stop that, but thought we had a victory there. We did, and then they came back, and we're having to fight it again, so he'll be talking about that. Plus, the president just signed an executive order addressing veteran suicide. So that'll be good to talk with Chris Nyweem about, who does a lot of work in D.C. in the swamp for veterans' issues. So I'm sure he'll have a comment on that. And, you know, it's tough to really talk about this. And I think that the reasons are obvious. But, you know, they're trying to basically destroy everyone associated with President Trump and getting him into office. That's why they defame Alex Jones and lie about InfoWars. And that's why now Robert Mueller has motioned the judge to jail Roger Stone over an Instagram picture. I mean, wow. You want to talk about Nazis, folks. Bob Mueller. Wow. And, of course, Roger's not allowed to talk, see? Bob Mueller is allowed to do anything, destroy anyone, but not Roger Stone. He can't even talk, see? Bob Mueller can just run around, investigate anybody and anything, anytime, create a bunch of process crimes, ruin a bunch of lives, spend a bunch of taxpayer dollars. Oh, but Alex Jones, not allowed on social media. Roger Stone, put up an Instagram picture, put him in jail. Thanks, Bob Mueller, you total scumbag. But here's the news that nobody's talking about, folks, including myself. They are pushing for mandatory vaccines right now.
You should cover the podcast. All of us at this info by Twitter claiming they're not doing any of this stuff. It's pretty powerful.
Do we have the clips?
We have it. Just go with it live and cover
it. Oh, you want to go with it live?
Yep. Have it. Do it live.
All right. Guys, you let me know when we have the podcast pulled up and we can take it live. So here's the deal, folks. So Alex goes on Joe Rogan. Alex goes on the Joe Rogan podcast last week and it becomes the number one podcast. And so now, and it's funny because it's almost like I saw this coming, but of course, Jack Dorsey goes on right after Alex goes on to correct the record on Alex Jones. You see, Alex goes on Joe Rogan in his most popular podcast. Everybody loves him, and it's fun and entertaining. But we got to bring Jack and his lawyer now. Oh, this lawyer, she's so smart. She goes on a live broadcast and defames Alex Jones. So, you know, do we have the audio ready, guys? Go ahead and fire away.
Everywhere, and I can understand that you guys got hundreds of millions
on the
Joe Rogan let's try another subject.
Vijaya Gad,
address that point. And I think Jack talked about this a little bit. Like, this is where right now we have a system that relies on people to report it to us, which is a huge burden on people. And especially if you happen to be a high profile person, and Tim, you would understand this. You're not going to sit there and report every tweet. And Joe, you'll understand this.
Like,
it's not worth your time. You're not going to go through tweet by tweet as people respond to you and report it. People tell us this all the time.
Oliver Darcy's time.
This is where
we
have to start getting better at identifying when this is happening and taking action on it without waiting for somebody to tell us it's happening.
But using an algorithm, though, do you not miss context? I mean, it seems to me that there's a lot of people that say things in humor. You know, they
or slurs within particular communities, which is perfectly reasonable.
This is a joke.
Okay.
This is such a joke.
Yes, there is a danger of the algorithms.
We're not censoring on political biases.
We really want to go carefully into this.
Yeah,
this
give me a break.
Down first and foremost to doxing,
which
is at least first. It hits our number one goal: protecting physical safety, like making sure that nothing done online will impact someone's physical safety offline on our platform. in this case. The second is
look,
that
no offense to Joe Rogan, but this is why I don't listen. I mean, this is unintellectual garbage. This is just Twitter talking points. This is just Twitter narratives.
Exceptions, of course, because you could dox
very low intellectual.
Public, you know, no, I mean, just a representative's
this is just,
public
this is just garbage,
office,
man.
Phone number and email address, and the algorithm might catch that. Not have the context that this is
the
a U.S.
algorithm.
Representative, and this information is already public.
So essentially, this just it highlights how insanely difficult it is to monitor all of these posts. And then, what is the volume? Like, what are we dealing with? Like, how many posts do you guys get a day?
Hundreds of millions of posts a day.
And how many human beings are manually reviewing any of these things?
I don't have that number.
Two.
A lot.
Oliver Darcy and Brian
Stelter. Thousands, hundreds of thousands. How many employees do you guys have?
We have 4,000 employees around the world.
That's it?
Yeah.
We have 4,000 employees. The reason...
That's crazy, though, but stop and think about that. 4,000 people that are monitoring hundreds of millions
of
tweets?
No. We have a small team who's monitoring tweets, and some of them are employed by us. Some of them are contractors throughout the world.
So 4,000 employees total?
4,000 employees who are engineers, who are designers, okay. Who are lawyers,
so the number
experts.
Of people so, actually monitoring tweets
look,
is probably less
again,
than
I'm not. I don't know Joe Rogan. I get what he does here, but this is why I'm just not interested in the Rogan podcast. Joe, they are clearly censoring conservatives. I mean, are we really going
to
play patty cake?
On contract,
it's like,
to deal with it.
Right.
Whereas they may not be full time and with us the entire time.
And would they have the ability to take down tweets?
We just want to protect people's privacy. We just want to protect people from physical violence. And, we just have an algorithm. And, you know, it's just all good. It's all good.
And they have the ability to go down.
So we're just
going to
go into the details and the minutia of how the algorithm works and our employees and what they decide. And we're not even going to talk about the real issues.
Finally, a permanent suspension, which is the absolute last resort, which we ultimately do not want to do. We want to make sure that our rules.
No, we didn't want to ban Laura Loomer. We didn't want to ban Alex Jones.
Healthy conversation and more participation.
So let me ask you, the rules you have are not based in U.S. law. Right, U.S. law doesn't recognize restrictions on hate speech. It's considered free speech. So if you want to stand on a street corner and yell the craziest things in the world, you're allowed to. On your platform, Twitter, you're not allowed to. So even in that sense alone, your rules do have an ideology behind them. I don't completely disagree. I think, you know, I don't want harassment. But the reason I bring this up is getting into the discussion about democratic health of a nation. So I think it can't be disputed at this point that Twitter is extremely powerful in influencing elections. You know, I'm pretty sure you guys published recently a bunch of tweets from foreign actors that were trying to meddle in elections. Mm-hmm. So even you as a company recognize that foreign entities are trying to manipulate people using this platform.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few things I want to ask beyond this, but wouldn't it be important then to just, at a certain point, Twitter becomes so powerful in influencing elections and giving access to even the president's tweets that you should allow people to use the platform based under the norms of U.S. law? First Amendment, free speech, right to expression on the platform. This is becoming too much of a... It's becoming
we
too
can't
powerful
do that.
In how our elections
We've
are
We've got political
place.
Interest, and Alex Jones is kicking our ass!
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Talk radio great again.
This is the War Room
with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Quite frankly, it's very low IQ stuff happening on the Joe Rogan podcast right now, but they won't get to the real issues. Thank God Tim Pool is on there to actually inject some reality into the real issues that even Joe is trying to avoid. So let's go back live to the Joe Rogan Experience, where Jack Dorsey and Vijaya Gad are trying to legitimize their censorship.
We don't have any PR constraints. That is not how.
So why did you ban Alex Jones?
You can get into that.
You want to get into that?
Yes. Absolutely.
Are you ready for Alex Jones?
Sure.
All right.
Oh, I've been ready for
Let
Alex
me pull
Jones.
This up.
Well, let me say this. The reason I bring him up is that Oliver Darcy one of the lead reporters covering Alex Jones and his content said on CNN that it was only after media pressure did these social networks take action. So that's why I bring him up specifically, because it sort of implies you were under PR constraints to get rid of him.
I think if you look at the PR that Twitter went through in that incident, it wouldn't be that we looked good in it. That's not at all why we took action on this.
Sorry, but you have to look at the full context and the spectrum here, because one of the things that happened over a weekend is what Alex mentioned on your podcast with him. He was removed from the iTunes podcast directory. That was the linchpin for him, because it drove all the traffic to what he said, basically zero. Immediately after that, we saw our peer companies, Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, also take action. We did not. We did not, because when we looked at our service and we looked at the reports on their service, we did not find anything in violation of our rules. Then we got into a situation where suddenly a bunch of people were reporting content on our platform, including CNN, who wrote an article about all the things that might violate our rules that we looked into. And we gave him one of the warnings. And then we can get into the actual details. But
yeah,
we did not follow. We resisted just being like a domino with our peers, because it wasn't consistent with our rules and the contract we put in before our customers.
So what was it that made you ban them?
So there were three separate incidents that came to our attention after the fact that were reported to us by different users. There was a video that was uploaded that showed a child being violently thrown to the ground and crying. So that was the first one. The second one was a video that we viewed as incitement of violence. I can read it to you. It's a little bit of a transcript, but
They had it ready.
But now it's time to act on the enemy before they do a false flag. I know the Justice Department's crippled a bunch of followers and cowards, but there's groups, there's grand juries, there's you called for it. It's time politically, economically, and judiciously, and legally, and criminally to move against these people. It's got to be done now. Get together the people you know aren't traitors, aren't cowards, aren't hedging their frickin' bets like all these other assholes do, and let's go, let's do it. So people need to have and then there's a bunch of other stuff, but at the end, so people need to have their battle rifles ready and everything ready at their bedsides, and you've got to be ready because the media is so disciplined in their deception.
So this is, you're okay, saying that this is a call to violence against the media.
Google, that's what it sounded like to us at the time.
Twitter, if you hire an Indian, they can censor you. You can run slave camps in China. I love Indian people, but this little game, like, oh, it's an Indian, so they can do it. I never threw any child to the ground. She should show that footage. Total lawsuit, Bill. I showed ABC News, Forbes contributor falsely claims Alex Jones assaulted child on video. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to put another chair right there at the next segment. So what's going to happen. And I'm going to come in, and we're going to play the clip from the last few minutes that we just had right there where she says that. So this is what they do. Joe told me last Wednesday they were coming in. So Jack Dorsey brings his lawyer to defame me more and say I was taken off the internet for abusing a child. Kill me if I did that. I showed ABC News, CBS News, months after it was on every other channel. But she says I beat up a kid. She's a goddamn dangerous authoritarian witch. And I'm going to sue you, you whore. Let's go. We'll be right back.
I'd like these lawsuits filed, Alex. I want them filed before she's off air.
She's on. I mean, what am I supposed to do? She's on air saying I'm beating kids up.
And notice how they have
brown skin. It's like, okay, lie about me. It's okay.
And she's just going off talk. She's got a damn transcript in front of her. And notice how the chat is disabled for the live stream, too. Uh-huh.
Oh, let me just say, if they thought the last Jack Dorsey interview blew up in their face, this is going to blow up 50 freaking times worse. This is literally people slitting their own throats right now.
But
that's the good news, is I don't have to do Jack anything. These people are done.
But we brought in our brown-skinned lawyer, Alex, to lie about you. So just take it. Just take it. The Eastern lady is lying about you, Alex. Why don't you just take it? The good commie's lying about you. Come on. You're supposed to take it.
That was one of the most violent things I've ever seen. This giant man punched this 11-year-old girl in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Was that removed from Twitter?
I don't know. I would have to go see if anyone.
Of course, you don't know because you're targeting Alex Jones. I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is such garbage.
You want me to get to the third one?
Yeah, please do. Yeah, sorry.
So the third strike that we looked at was a verbal.
So first strike literally didn't happen. Second strike, nothing wrong with it.
Altercation there, which was uploaded to Twitter. There were a number of statements using eyes of the rat, even more evil looking person. He's just scum. You're a virus to America and freedom, smelling like a possum that climbed out of the rear end of a dead cow. You look like a possum that got
Joe's laughing.
Really,
it's funny.
Really nasty stuff, in my view. So it was a bunch of
that's
verbal,
enough. Really, that's so, hilarious.
Pattern and practice.
Yeah, that's funny.
Altercation that was posted on our.
No, but Oliver Darcy is a little bitch.
The totality of this, having been warned,
Oliver Darcy is a little scum, anti-American rat.
This pattern and practice.
Oh my! This is driving me insane.
We made a decision to permanently.
I can't listen to this one. I can't. I can't listen to this.
Is that what it was that he?
This is assaulting my intelligence. This is. Do you understand why I get so? This is just like a. This is literally like a crotch shot to your IQ right now. They think you're so stupid. I mean, I can't even believe this. So get this, folks. They thought they could come on here and run some sort of cover for their political censorship. And so they say, we've got three reasons why we banned Alex Jones. He shoved a kid to the ground. Literally didn't happen. I mean, literally did not happen. So then I guess that means Alex Jones is back. Oh, that's the big news. That's the big news, guys. Infowars.com. We need to have a story up immediately. So they're now saying Alex Jones is back. That's what this means. So, oh my gosh. So Twitter. Twitter thought that they could go on and run this stunt. I don't know if this was coordinated to come on after Alex Jones' podcast last week or if anything of that. You know, you can make your own assumptions there. But. So they thought they would come out here as a big PR stunt after Alex Jones had the number one Joe Rogan podcast. And they thought they would come in here with a big PR stunt with the brown-skinned female lawyer to say, ooh, this is why we banned Alex. And then all the little yuppies are going to not even question a thing. And Jack Dorsey's going to sit over there like the small man he is. And fine, Jack, you want to censor people politically? Fine, just admit you're doing it. But this is so... So they thought they would run this big PR stunt to demonize Alex Jones, and they just basically admitted he could be allowed back on. So she just said one of the reasons that Alex was banned from Twitter was because he shoved that kid to the ground. That literally was fake news and didn't happen. I'm sorry that you, as a lawyer, are so stupid and uninformed, you didn't even do enough due diligence to find out if that was true or not. But fine, we all know you're a hater anyway. So, but since that didn't happen, I guess Alex is back on, guys. Guys, hey, Alex Jones is back on Twitter, guys. What are we all upset about? They said he was banned for one strike for hitting the kid. It didn't happen. So now he only has two strikes. So Alex Jones is going to be back on Twitter. Wow. This is great news, ladies and gentlemen. Twitter admits that they banned Alex over fake news. So he's going to be reinstated and... The lawyer for Jack Dorsey defamed Alex Jones live on air, and now she's going to get sued. Wow. Great job, Twitter. You guys are just geniuses. I mean, great PR.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Jones is about to join us in studio to respond to the lies being said about him on the Joe Rogan podcast right now. He's going to be sitting down in just a moment. Let's go back live right now to the Joe Rogan Experience where they're talking about Alex Jones being censored. Actually, we're going to go to the clip. Go to the clip where she lies about Alex and says that one of the reasons they censored him was because he pushed that kid down, which didn't happen. So I guess that means Alex is going to be back on Twitter, guys. It's great news. Here's the clip. All right, it's fine.
Reporters covering Alex Jones and his content said on CNN that it was only after media pressure did these social networks take action. So that's why I bring him up specifically, because it sort of implies you were under PR constraints to get rid of him.
I think if you look at the PR that Twitter went through in that incident, it wouldn't be that we looked good in it.
You have to
and that's not at all why we took action on this.
Sorry, Vijay. Yeah. You have to look at the full context and the spectrum here. Because one of the things that happened over a weekend is what Alex mentioned on your podcast with him. He was removed from the iTunes podcast directory. That was the linchpin for him, because it drove all the traffic to what he said, basically zero. Immediately after that, we saw our peer companies, Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, also take action. We did not. We did not, because when we looked at our service and we looked at the reports on their service, we did not find anything in violation of our rules. Then we got into a situation where suddenly a bunch of people were reporting content on our platform, including CNN, who wrote an article about all the things that might violate our rules that we looked into, and we gave him one of the warnings, and then we can get into the actual details. But
yeah,
we did not follow. We resisted just being like a domino with our peers, because it wasn't consistent with our rules and the contract we put in before our customers.
So what was it that made you ban them?
So there were three separate incidents that came to our attention after the fact that were reported to us by different users. There was a video that was uploaded that showed a child being violently thrown to the ground and crying. So that was the first one. The second one was a video that we viewed as incitement of violence. I can read it to you. It's a
sure.
it's a little bit of a transcript, but now it's time to act on the enemy before they do a false flag. I know the Justice Department's crippled a bunch of followers and cowards, but there's groups, there's grand juries, there's you called for it. It's time politically, economically, and judiciously, and legally, and criminally to move against these people. It's got to be done now. Get together the people you know aren't traitors, aren't cowards, aren't helping their frickin' bets, hedging their frickin' bets like all these other assholes do, and let's go, let's do it. So people need to have their, and then there's a bunch of other stuff, but at the end, so people need to have their battle rifles ready and everything ready at their bedsides, and you've got to be ready because the media is so disciplined in their deception.
So this is, you're saying that this is a call to violence against the media.
That's what it sounded like to us at the time. And there have been a number of incidents of violence against the media. And again, I take my responsibility for what happens on the platform and how that translates off platform very seriously. And that felt like it was an incitement to violence.
So if he only tweeted the incitement to violence, he would have been fine?
Okay, so we're going to come right back in now. None of that's true. We'll counter on the other side. This is happening in live time. And she said even bigger whoppers now. So when we come back on the other side of this break,
we still got some time. I don't know what's wrong with the clock. It's frozen.
Who the hell knows, man? I don't know why we can't give me... I'm not mad, but why we can't just go in and out. Like, it's like a freaking 10-minute train wreck to go live. And maybe I should just go home and give up. Because in fact, I'm leaving. I'm not doing the Ask Me Anything. I'm leaving. You can do it. You want to stay and do it? I'm leaving. I give up. You guys win. So, you win. Because, you know, I'm sitting here watching this woman, whatever her damn name is, Vijaya Jadd. And I'm literally watching her lie about me and say I beat up a kid when I show something that was on CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, of some kid attacking an adult and he pushes him down. She goes, well, there was a kid that was beat up, and then there was all the other things he did, so we took him down. And this is their go on Joe Rogan show and say none of this was true. So this is their defense of this. And then we've got, like, Forbes saying I beat up a kid, having to retract it. There's no video. I didn't beat up a kid. But it's the same thing. Jones says nobody died at Parkland. Not true. I wanted to say that. It's my right to say it. So they, again, go up there and they defend this whole thing. And I can't even respond because it's such a train wreck. I'm not mad at the crew. I'm not mad at anybody. But I have to give up at a certain point. I can't respond. Everything's a train wreck. And if we try to come back and cover this, we're not up to it. I'm going to leave. So you guys win. I mean, I guess that's what it comes down to. I give up. At a certain point, I got to give up.
Well, Alex,
I can't show the clips. I can't defend myself. I can't get videos to play. I could have $100 million. Nothing works up here. It's just the same thing over and over again, and then leftist lawyers on TV lying about me and saying things I didn't do, and I beat up a kid, and I can't even get the clip right. So I give up. Fine, I beat the kid up. I killed him. I did it all. And this big corporate whore is up there. But, you know, here's the good news. No one is buying any of it on YouTube or Facebook. It's super unpopular. I go on. It's probably can't show it, but it doesn't matter. I can have 300,000 likes versus 8,000 dislikes. And that's the difference. And you'll never see it on this show. But you can personally go look at it for yourself. We can have 300,000 likes, 8,000 dislikes. You'll never see it here, though, because we don't matter. I've learned, like, we're nothing. We're nothing. No one here cares. No one cares. Anything we do means nothing. It means nothing. Who we are means nothing. That's why I'm leaving. I give respect to the fact that nobody's getting their paychecks next week, and I'm going to shut InfoWars down. I've decided to shut InfoWars down. I'm serious. And all of you will be free to go do your own things, and you're going to be more successful once you do it. Because it doesn't matter. You can't be number one, and then no one responds, and no one... I'm telling you, go to Joe Rogan's podcast. We have 300,000 likes and 8,000 dislikes. We cannot show it! There could be guns to people's heads. They couldn't do it! So you have to give up in the face of such powerful failure. You have to submit to failure of that level. You have to let the woman go on and say you beat up children because you cannot show the video proving it didn't happen because it's a submission to failure. It is our God. So I'm going to move to Hawaii. I'm going to shut InfoWars down. I'm serious. I'm shutting it down, and all you guys can do whatever it is you do back there because I don't know how. I'm like 3 minutes in total meltdown. You can't show Joe Rogan, Alex Jones returns. You cannot even show that video. You cannot even show the hundreds of thousands of likes and the 8,000 dislikes because it's a religion in America of failure. And listening to some woman tell you you suck and that you beat up children. That's it, fun.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go to a break here. And you're watching the Millennium Falcon try to fire into hyperdrive. And the engines are being all clogged up by a bunch of leftist scum that are just, you know, jamming a bunch of sludge, misinformation and crap into our engines, and they try to keep us from misfiring. So, you know, I don't know what it's like to have people lie about me for 20 plus years like Alex Jones does and then get totally deplatformed and nobody even cares. And, you know, look, this is nothing personal about, I happen to like these individuals, Raheem Kassan and Mike Cernovich. I like those guys, but they get suspended from Facebook, and everybody jumps to their defense. Like, everybody got behind Raheem Kassan and even the president's family, and then he got his Facebook account reinstated. But destroy Alex Jones, destroy InfoWars, and that's just par for the course. Just lay down and take it, America. And I explained why yesterday, why they don't like us, why they don't want us to exist, and you're just seeing more of it. So Alex isn't allowed to be freaked out that they're lying about him on the Joe Rogan Experience. Alex isn't allowed to freak out that this leftist lawyer from India hired by Jack Dorsey is defaming him right now. And really, that's all this whole campaign against Alex Jones is. It's just a big defamation campaign. And then they use all these lies to say, well, this is why we're censoring him on social media. And then the public says, oh, that's the man banned from social media. That's the bad man. Yes. Oh, I heard from the lawyers, he was beating up kids, and he said, grab your rifles to kill the enemies, and oh, he was bullying Oliver Darcy. Didn't you know? Alex Jones said Oliver Darcy looked like a rat. Oh, yeah, what Oliver Darcy, he must be like, is he like a kid or something? Is he like a grade school kid? Is that bad to bully? No, he's a full-grown adult. That's right. Oliver Darcy, a full-grown adult, had to complain and cry to Twitter because Alex Jones said he looked like a rat. Oh, my God.
Infowars.com/show. The fight
for the future is now.
This
is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right. Alex was just jet propelled, launched out of the Millennium Falcon. We had to bring him back in with the tether. And so he's back at the desk now. And he's trying to just get focused here and make a concerted statement to the lies of the lawyer. But, I mean, Alex, I look at this and I say, I guess that they're admitting now that they have to let you back on since the one strike against you is basically fake news. And if they want to say, oh, but he put the video out, that video was shared by thousands of accounts. So it's like you're not even allowed to share
it's
a video.
It's not even me trying to get back on Twitter. It's that Jack Dorsey has to bring, we'll play the clip next segment, his girlfriend on, or whatever she is, nothing against that, Vijaya Gada. She comes on and says, I beat up a kid, so I'm not on Twitter. And it's the most incredible defamation ever. And it's what I said on Joe last week. I said, they took me off YouTube and Twitter because they said I beat a kid up. I played a clip that was on every news channel in the country last year where this 10-year-old's in Kansas attacking this adult. He pushes him down. So I'll get to that next segment, but it's that she's reading off a script saying this.
Totally prepared.
Makes me go crazy. But here's the good news, as Paul pointed out. We're not the type to just say this. Paul, this is blowing up worse than the last interview a month ago.
Well, the last interview Dorsey went on was asked directly why you were banned. He didn't know. Now they've come back with this kid thing, which was the reason Facebook used. We've got this guy here, Infowars story. Verified leftist calls for MAGA kids to be fired on school burned down. This was after Covington. He literally called for people to go there and bomb the school and to fire upon them with machine guns. Look at this. He's still on Twitter. He's verified. He literally called for the death of children.
Can we dock him a cam shot here, guys? That's what I'm saying is we never called for that. And then they said on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, I was banned for beating up a kid. And then it's an ABC news clip that everyone else aired, but they never show it. They just say, I had family call me after it happened last year. And they go, did you beat up a kid? I'm like, no, it's effectively. Can we roll the footage for TV viewers? We'll play it again next time because I want to do a concise response. But we're able to dig the video up with some 10-year-old kid is attacking and going after the adult over and over again. And the guy pushes the kid down. That's not me. Like, I wasn't arrested, so I'm off the internet for this? Paul?
It's basically the human equivalent of those videos where a bunch of hyenas are attacking a lion and it just roars back and hits them. Yeah, it's not... It's obviously tongue-in-cheek to some extent, and you're not doing anything in the video. You're not in this video. Meanwhile, people are literally calling for kids to be bombed and shot to death.
Well, Forbes said that that was me.
Yeah.
They said that in Kansas, I pushed a kid down.
No, you know, I think what we need to do is we have to have a campaign. If you want to get verified on Twitter, we should do a new hashtag, and Twitter will verify you, death to Alex Jones. And then you get verified. Because if you call for the death of Alex Jones... You're the hero now, see? But if you're Alex Jones and you share a video, you're the enemy.
All I know is Joe told me at dinner last Wednesday, yeah, Jack Dorsey's on next Tuesday. Don't talk about it, blah, blah. I'm like, great. All of a sudden it's up. And first thing we click live, and it's like Alex Jones is beating up children, and that's why he's banned. This was like an hour ago, so I flipped out. So we kept watching, and it got worse and worse. And worse and worse. And I felt good for Joe because he's gotten back on the offense. Said it's just going on. He's like, this is bull. This is funny. Why are you attacking? So Joe's against him right now. That's the good news is that Joe and his entire audience was like 90% negative. We're like 99% positive. So the good news is, Paul, people are rejecting this.
Oh, no, it's a car crash of a show. I don't know why they agreed to go on it, especially with Tim Pool, because obviously Joe got a bit of pushback before for not pushing back harder. It's a disaster. Just from the clips that I've seen, it's an absolute disaster for them.
Tim Pool's like literally wrecking them.
Yeah, completely. They're getting caught up in the ridiculousness of their own double standard on every score. Sarah Jong had to be on the New York Times editorial board after tweeting direct racist violence. But no, Alex Jones.
Well, enough about us, because I want to do the Ask Me Anything with you and take calls. And I'm sorry about being a jerk to crew earlier. That was all me flipping out, but we'll talk about it all.
Jones, for example. Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is the national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
When I say my body, my choice for a vaccine, I'm the crazy person.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Owen, I don't have a personal fight with Vijaya Gadde, one of the chief lawyers that is at Twitter, with Jack Dorsey. I was at dinner just last Wednesday night in Los Angeles with Joe Rogan. He said, yeah, they're on next Tuesday, he and some of his representatives. He said, please don't mention that, but you can watch. So about an hour and a half ago, I get off the air for my regular show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and I tune in, and right as I'm watching with Paul Watson in the green room, we got it on the big TV in there, that's what Paul was watching, it was, well, Alex Jones bullies children. They didn't show the clip. They didn't see when it happened. You know, they're going to announce I'm this hardcore criminal. They should show it. And I was like, wow, I was just on Joe last week, and I said, ABC, CBS, NBC, every channel showed, well, and let's roll the B-roll for TV viewers, in Kansas, like 2 years ago, this 10-year-old, it's a big 10-year-old, attacking this adult man. And then he gets pushed over on the ground and whines and cries. They said on Forbes that that was me. They later retracted it. But she looks at a transcript and she says he was banned for this and for calling for killing the media. When I said if Antifa comes attacks your house, you better be ready to defend yourselves. So that was originally what I brought to Jack. Hey, thanks for being pro-First Amendment, you claim, at Congress 6 months ago, but I didn't say this. So instead of saying, hey, we misinterpreted, you know, we were wrong, he brings a lawyer, a woman that speaks for him, and they repeat the same stuff we'll play in a moment. So you have to understand, when they claim I'm harassing kids or I'm beating up kids, it's the leftist obsession. I get threats over this. And of course I've got a lawsuit. I don't want to sue Twitter. I know they have billions of dollars. They don't care. Stop saying, we'll play the clip, that I beat up a kid. I played a clip everybody else played. And then they admit, Well, we took him down for that and threatening battle rivals in the media. When they were sending Antifa at everybody's houses, everybody's seen that, Tucker Carlson, you name it. I said, you better have your battle rivals ready if they attack you to defend yourself. That's the full clip. She goes, oh, I've got a transcript. It's a little bit transcripty, and it's edited transcript. Because I could take, you know, any paragraph and say, before joining Twitter in 2012, and I could just edit this however I wanted to. Before joining McClatchy, she launched wars against whatever. You could make stuff up. So the thing is, I've already said I'm not against Twitter. I'm not against Jack Dorsey. And then he goes on Joe's show, and he puts out the same blueprint, the same lies. But the good news is, knowing Paul Watson's take and Owen's take and the caller's take and we're going to play this video is, I had a 99% voter rate, the biggest podcast Joe ever did, tens of millions on iTunes, tens of millions already on YouTube. I mean, just the main channel, 9 million views in a few days. And everybody loves me because they heard what I said. And then this lady goes on there hours ago and says I'm saying attack children. We'll play the clip. But what's crazier is during breaks and stuff, I went and would turn it on. It would be more lies. It's like this woman is up there literally destroying my name. Paul Watson?
Well, this is a Streisand effect in full effect, isn't it, Alex? You're going to be bigger than ever now. You've got, you know, we're not going to say who, but you've got some big interviews lined up in the near future because of this Joe Rogan appearance. So this has really backfired. It's amazing. And this video went viral, what, 2 years before we even featured it? You can show
it. That is not me. I did not do that.
But if it's of news interest or satirical interest and you play it, that doesn't mean you're advocating assaulting children.
But I haven't aired it in over a year, and they're saying I did it. She says, I did this, Paul.
Yeah, just like the Forbes contributor did, yeah.
But I'm asking you this. I'm trying to be friends with Jack Dorsey. And I even told Rogan, I said, hey, I want to be friends, whatever. I even said on the show. There's like a million views on one video where I said, Alex Jones doesn't hate Jack Dorsey. And then she goes on and does it. Like, what world does she live in where she says all these lies and then I don't get pissed?
She's living in crazy time. But, you know, Tim Pool's doing some really good responses. She's getting out.
No, he's done a great job. Well, enough of me. We want to get into the Ask Me Anything with you and I and the rest of it. But I thought after Dorsey got such a bad response, he'd go on and be more the people's person. Instead, he brought his lawyer. Because I'd love to be friends with Jack Dorsey. I'm not trying to just get in fights with people. Instead, he just brings her on to say, well, Alex beat up a little kid. What do you think, Owen?
Well, I think the fact that they brought in the lawyer and they tried to play this optical card against you with the female lawyer from India smiling, all happy-go-lucky, and then they bring in the transcript. It's the only part I've seen them in the whole interview go to the transcript, so that tells me that this whole thing was really scripted for them to get to that transcript to address the censorship of you, and quite frankly, it tells me that they're already afraid of perhaps either antitrust lawsuits or conservative lawsuits against them, and so that's why he brings the lawyer in.
Exactly, and I'm like crying uncle saying, just stop saying I beat up kids. And they go, no, you beat up kids.
This is really a defense mechanism on their behalf, Alex, because they know what they've engaged in. And so that's why Jack Dorsey is sitting here like, well, you know, we saw everyone else ban Alex Jones and we decided not to do it when they did it. They were in the same meetings. They were all in the same meetings when they decided to ban you. But so here's Twitter trying to provide legal cover. Oh, we weren't part of the antitrust violations that banned Alex Jones. And here's our three reasons. And here's my female attorney to tell it to you. Go ahead, read the transcript.
I mean, exactly. And then I kept watching and she kept saying lie after lie. And it's like, why?
I don't think, Alex, I'll be honest. I don't think she has a clue. I don't think she wrote that statement. I don't think she has a damn clue.
She's in too deep. It's gonna backfire.
If she was a smart attorney, she would not have read that statement on air.
I just say, stop saying I beat up kids. It's not true. And they won't. They won't stop. They never.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Twitter's embarrassing themselves as the anti-free speech misinformation liars that they are, and it's really quite sad. It's not what you cheer for, but it's what's happening, and I'm glad Tim Pool is there as the contrarian. Here is the clip of Vijaya Gad giving the three reasons why they banned Alex Jones and completely striking out.
That is not how.
So why did you ban Alex Jones?
We can get into that.
You want to get into that?
Yes. Absolutely.
Are you ready for Alex Jones?
Sure.
All right.
I'm
sorry. I just have to point out how big a fraud these people are at every single level. You notice this? Oh, you want to get into Alex Jones? Huh, let's get into Alex Jones. As if it's a spur-of-the-moment whim. Oh, let's just talk about Alex Jones. Yeah, we weren't planning on this. They had the whole thing scripted out. The whole thing literally scripted out. She goes right to the transcript, but they act like, oh, you want to talk about Alex Jones? Oh, yeah, sure. Let's just talk about that. Just on a whim here. We weren't planning to do this. We're just organically going to talk about Alex Jones now. Yeah, we weren't planning this. I mean, it's like, folks, when you – they're just such frauds. Go back.
Well, let me say this. The reason I bring him up is that Oliver Darcy, one of the lead reporters covering Alex Jones and his content, said on CNN that it was only after media pressure did these social networks take action. So that's why I bring him up specifically, because it sort of implies you were under PR constraints to get rid of him.
I think if you look at the PR that Twitter went through in that incident, it wouldn't be that we looked good in it.
You have to
That's not at all why we took action on this.
Sorry, Vijaya. Yeah. You have to look at the full context and the spectrum here, because one of the things that happened over a weekend is what Alex mentioned on your podcast with him. He was removed from the iTunes podcast directory. That was the linchpin for him, because it drove all the traffic to what he said, basically zero. Immediately after that, we saw our peer companies, Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, also take action. We did not. We did not, because when we looked at our service and we looked at the reports on their service, we did not find anything in violation of our rules. Then we got into a situation where suddenly a bunch of people were reporting content on our platform, including CNN, who wrote an article about all the things that might violate our rules that we looked into, and we gave him one of the warnings, and then we can get into the actual details. But
yeah,
we did not follow. We resisted just being like a domino with our peers, because it wasn't consistent with our rules and the contract we put in before our customers.
So what was it that made you ban him?
So there were three separate incidents that came to our attention after the fact that were reported to us by different users. There was a video that was uploaded that showed a child being violently thrown to the ground and crying. So that was the first one. The second one was a video that we viewed as incitement of violence. I can read it to you. It's a
sure.
It's a little bit of a transcript, but. But now it's time to act on the enemy before they do a false flag. I know the Justice Department's crippled a bunch of followers and cowards, but there's groups, there's grand juries, there's you called for it. It's time politically, economically, and judiciously, and legally, and criminally to move against these people. It's got to be done now. Get together the people you know aren't traitors, aren't cowards, aren't helping their frickin' bets, hedging their frickin' bets like all these other assholes do, and let's go, let's do it. So people need to have their, and then there's a bunch of other stuff, but at the end, so people
okay,
need to have
so
their battle
there's a bunch
ready,
of other stuff.
Ready at their bedsides.
So should I show you ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN video of 10-year-old big kid beating up some adult, he pushes him down, but you just hear, oh, he beat up a kid, so he's off air. And so Jack Dorsey goes on a month ago. It's the biggest train wreck. Joe Rogan, who normally has like 95% pro votes, the top podcast on YouTube, he has like 95% negative. And I got to give it to Joe. I've been watching this for the last few hours live. He's tearing into him. Tim Pool's tearing into him. And they're not stopping. I don't want to be enemies with Jack Dorsey. But, dude, you can't say that I'm beating up kids and then not show where I did it and show some other dude that's been retracted. This is beyond Twilight Zone, Paul Watson.
Well, we have to go back, Alex, to the reason why you were banned, which is because you are a living meme. And studies have been conducted that show the most effective, widely spread memes came from 4chan and the Donald. Okay, that's a scientific approach to winning elections. Elections can be swung on the power of memes. You were the most powerful meme on the internet. That's why they banned you.
And who do the Democrats work hand in hand with and get funding with Twitter? So you've got Democrats and Twitter literally working together.
Yeah, and they don't get, like, when they tried to destroy us, it made it 10 times bigger. Do they not? I'm telling you, the retardation.
It's all antitrust, though. And they know it. I'm telling you, they know they broke the law. And so that's why they bring this lawyer on the Rogan show. Here's why we banned Alex, and we weren't part of it.
By the way, I'm not kissing Joe's ass. I'm really proud of him with the amount of sponsorship he has and stuff he's doing. Because I only watched like an hour of it. He's ripping the hell out of him. Mm. So is this pool guy. I mean, this is like bleeding out. And I'll just say this. This is Twitter bleeding out on television. Like the legs are chopped off.
No, and this is, politically, there's blood in the water. We've got this law in Florida about to be passed through the state, which has actual teeth and says you have to defend free speech unless it's criminal or calling for violence. That needs to be replicated nationwide. Trump administration needs to get on this now. This is the perfect moment to seize the initiative for that executive order, which we were promised but was not delivered. This is the perfect moment.
You met with Don Jr. and a bunch of others this weekend. We're not name tweeting. We brought them here. But I get Don Jr. is good. Trump's good. They need to deliver now.
Yeah, this is the time. There's no better time than now because this has backfired immeasurably.
By the way, everybody knows me. I literally, neurotically, when we're losing, I will tell you. I can't help people go, why are you demoralizing us? Well, we're losing. Dude, we're like royal flush, ace of spades every call. I mean, we are dominating right now. And like, I got upset first when we're in the office and I go, let's see Joe Rogan. He's on with Dorsey. And it's like, clip, Jones beats up children. And I sat back and I went, God, they're done. They're retarded. So I'm not happy to be demonized like this. But you know what? If they've got to do that, and then Tim Pool's like saying, no, this isn't true, what is that going to do, Owen?
Well, and Tim Pool is not really a conservative on the political spectrum. He's really just a centrist. He's critical of Trump supporters many times, too.
He's an award-winning journalist.
And so I think that they're not really expecting Tim Pool to be sitting there as a centrist calling them out for the blatant censorship.
But I'm saying to Dorsey, hey, just be nice. I won't attack you. And he goes on and goes, Alex beats up children.
But you know, that's
like, what the hell?
That's the Democrats telling him what these people, they're working hand in hand. The Democrats protect Twitter. Twitter protects the Democrats.
Family says, like, how are you taking it? It's like, how am I taking it? I say I'm a Nazi and I beat up kids. I'm not doing this. That's what I'm saying is, why would they go on air with...
Hold on, Alex. Darth Vader wants to ban you from the galaxy. You're not allowed to fly your X-Wing anymore. How do you feel?
I told Darth Vader to go to hell.
No, but the Death Star doesn't want you flying around it anymore. So, like, how does it feel?
Well, it feels like I'm alive. We're going to talk about Vijaya Gudi when we come back, who says we should all be banned, with Paul Watson. And then coming up, Ask Me Anything for Paul Watson on Reddit. Let's get that booted up. Let's move on from this.
Infowars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Show. Punch me up, please. We are taking care of business every day. We got Paul Joseph Watson, not in London, but in studio with us. And as long as your question is a real question, whether it be on Reddit or whether it be a phone call, which we'll give the number out, we're going to take it for the next hour and a half. And so let's give that number out. This is real. This is not censored. You're going to talk to the PJW. And the guy that beats up small children, Alex Jones, according to the Joe Rogan guest, lawyer for Jack Dorsey. God, I have money. So let's give that number out for everybody, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We are specifically taking calls for the man known as the Goblin Emperor, Paul Joseph Watson.
I knew, Alex. I knew.
No, but the Goblin Emperor, like secretly, you are the...
But make them fun questions, okay? No dry political stuff. We're done with that. Make them fun. Make them fun.
This is almost like Nigel Farage
level.
Floating above all his children, fertilizing the fields, peeing on them.
It's almost like that, isn't it? But not quite.
I think it's exactly like
really
pollinating.
Pollinating.
Yeah.
Spreading the
massive
seed.
Massive pollination.
So, you sit here on the essence. In the you sit, Paul, in the throne of the Neanderthal god,
the captain seat of the bomber,
throne of fortune,
the bomber. Throne of fortune. Let's get serious. We're gonna take some phone calls tonight. Let's talk about Neanderthal vision right now.
Let's do it.
Tell me about Neanderthal vision.
You tell me, Alex.
I know
it's your forte.
It's kind of my forte right now.
You tell me about it.
Tell me about what you think about Jack Dorsey earlier with this woman who's his spokesperson. Because I don't mean to Jack Dorsey. You have some weird woman that looks like she's like a porn star from another dimension telling us how there's no free speech and lecturing us. This is hilarious. So what does it mean?
Well, I'm looking at the reaction on Twitter, and it's how you would expect. Tim Cast is handing it to Jack. That's Tim Pool. This is fascinating. This is one of the most fascinating things I've ever watched. Tim Cast, who himself is a liberal, is destroying Jack on Twitter's anti-conservative bias and censorship, a must-watch for everyone in media politics. So the consensus is in your favor, Alex. Big time, from what I'm seeing on
Alex, let me ask you a question, since this isn't Ask Me Anything. Let me ask you a question, Alex. Has anyone from Twitter ever personally reached out to you?
Yeah, they did.
What did they say?
Was it
an olive branch, or were they basically just like
F? No, they just said, listen, you can do whatever you want. Don't talk about trannies. And I'm like, listen.
Like transmissions for your car engine, right?
No, they said, you can do whatever you want.
Just
do not criticize.
Don't offend the precious.
The trans agenda, which is going after our kids.
Don't read that story then.
Well, there it is. So, and I'm not even against these groups. They just said, like, submit to us getting your children. We will leave you alone. The phone calls were like, give us your children. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. We will destroy you. Okay, let's get the war going.
Alex, you can't speak negatively about a 52-year-old man claiming she's a woman to play college basketball. So I just want you to know. And if you dare do that, we're going to claim that you went to the basketball game and beat her up, even though there's no proof.
But this is us allowing things in our open society just creates this. Like, oh, you're against trannies. Well, no, I'm not even thinking about that. And they, like, have edited videos, like, oh, look, Jones is looking at trannies and all this stuff. I'm like, hey, whatever. At a certain point, all I know is that civilization is in a lot of trouble. Paul Watson.
Well, I mean, they were talking about this on the show. Tim Pool was talking about it, where you can call someone dude. Like, hey, dude, what about this? Like, it's a generic term. It's like when you call a group of people guys.
How dare you?
Well, you call a group of people guys. There are a couple of women
That's
in the group.
Sexist.
There was a guy who was identified as transgender, got called dude in one of the replies, not as an insult, just as a generic response phrase. The guy who called him a dude, banned forever. So that
think
is a
of the royalty of that. Like, it's like you must address them perfectly, and they're like, that's royalty. Like, royalty is like the dress is perfect, the name is perfect, you address the royalty in the exact same nomenclature. They have made guys that say they're a woman royalty, where they can go in bathrooms with women and they can do stuff with women. And it's just like, it's okay there. And at a certain point, I'm like, you know what? This is sick.
Yeah, but the point they were making is that this is an ideological battle and a conversation within the left, not even within the right. The imposition of transgender people on women. So this is a battle of identity politics.
Oh, it's feminists are going, wait,
feminists are getting
I've got to be in a room with a dude with a foot-long ding-dong?
Yeah.
And he's got to tell me how...
But they call them
imagine,
tits.
Like, this is rape. This is rape. This is like, we have to bow down. This dude has a foot-long dick, and he is a liberal, so we have to worship his dick. And I'm sorry.
No, but this is the Orwellian nightmare that we're all living in now. And I think the only way to defeat it, quite honestly, is to just go along with it in a almost sarcastic manner where it's like,
I agree, but here's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, please.
We should open the phones up, though, and we should take the Ask Me Anything. Like, because it's kind of a domination. Like, we should talk about the planets or plants or food or literature or rock and roll or rap. We should talk about, like, something else instead of, like, you know, we're standing against saying they're different sexes, and we're really radical now that we're doing this. It's like, can we talk about anything else but, like, weird pervert dudes that want to take showers with your elementary school girls? Because they're like, even Santa goes, well, we're going to have full-grown men in showers with your daughter. And Cuomo goes, well, if your daughter doesn't like his giant penis, she's bad. And I'm just like, what? It's like, yeah, your daughter is going to let men get in the shower with her. And if you don't like it, you're a bad person. And at a certain point, I'm like, I'm done, man. I'm done. Like, what type of, it's literally mental illness is being projected down into our society.
I mean, imagine how much you must hate yourself if it's your sole job. And you get paid to literally silence other people online. Like that, this is a new activist career for people working in media.
Oh, yeah, there's not journalism. It's like, they're in the news. They're like, we silence people.
Yeah, and they're proud of it.
Free speech. What was it? Freespeech.com was like, Alex Jones should be censored.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh,
it
free
was,
speech.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they call their groups free speech. They go, we worked today to silence him on thousands of web pages.
Yeah.
We're really proud of ourselves.
But it's like, we can either jump ahead of the curve.
George Soros is a victim of Nazis.
But people are going to eventually figure out.
He helped him round people up, but, you know, he's a good guy.
How long do you think it is, Alex, before high school boys that are just a little off kilter claim to be girls just so they can go into the girls' locker room?
It's already happening, and that's what's so weird is, like, we have such an open society, and we were so open that total mental illness, Paul, is taking over. So what do you think happens next?
Well, you're in the news every day, Alex. Like, Laura Loomer gets banned off of everything. She's in the news. She trends on Twitter. More people talk about Laura Loomer on Twitter now than any time that she was actually on Twitter. So it ain't working. It's backfiring every single time.
We're going to go to break, but here's the problem. We did this show. We said we were going to take calls. We said we were going to talk to people. So we have to come back after this break, and we have to talk to people that have been censored, because that's why we're here tonight. Stay with us.
Infowars.com/show.
Lawyer and Jack Dorsey are being taken to task right now. And really, at the end of the day, I mean, yeah, they're up there and they had this whole thing planned and it's all a phony attack against Alex Jones. But really what's being exposed is their lack of IQ and intellect as the operators of this massive social media giant. But we're going to go to AMA with Alex Jones here in just a minute. But folks, we haven't even plugged here. We haven't even mentioned the big specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We literally need your help in the middle of all the censorship, because the whole point is to shut us down. So they want to shut us down, and they want us to not be able to engage
in
commerce.
Right. You know, we sit here, and we cheerfully play games with all this censorship. But at the same time, the enemy's breathing down our neck. And you got to realize that we've had a lot of game changers in this fight. And we can sit here and, like, talk about Easter bunnies or walruses or Keebler elves or, you know, anything else we talk about, like, what do they call those things? The little, those little things, those little things that Green hops around, has the little pits of gold.
A goblin?
No, those are goblins. What's the thing that hops around? Leprechauns.
Did you see some leprechauns?
I've seen a lot of leprechauns. The point is that those of us that stand against the leprechaun invasion
are being censored.
I'm a little bit of fun right now. Hey, Paul, be serious. We're sitting here watching the Twitter CEO. Is the Twitter CEO with Vagina or whatever her name is, are they still on the show? Is that still happening?
Yeah, it's still live. Vagina Good is on with Jack Dorsey right now.
You would have thought they wanted to get out of it as soon as possible, but no.
No, but they don't understand how they're being embarrassed yet. They don't see it yet.
By the way, we're not just saying that. We get 99% positive ratings. They get 95% negative ratings. So how have they not figured that out yet?
Because they're so arrogant. It's clear that this woman, she sounds so smarmy.
Don't assume her gender.
Sorry, I apologize. Yeah.
This person.
Simple was like, well, what are lawmakers going to do about this? How do lawmakers react? And she was like, well, actually, I've met with lawmakers. I meet them in D.C. all the time. So smarmy and so assuming. She thinks she's doing a good job. Twitter says opposite. She's getting rinsed. But again, it's that arrogance of thinking.
But how bad is she getting rinsed? Because we don't want to just... We're very sad about this.
Bad. From what I've seen.
It's an embarrassment.
So how does she think she'd go on the show and say that I'm raping possums and that I'm killing children? How does she think that wouldn't go well?
Basically, what she's saying is we enforce terms which stop bullying and harassment. And then Tim Pool comes back and says, yeah, but you only enforce them one way. The guy who literally called for schools to be bombed is still on Twitter with a verified account.
And they just say, oh, we don't know about that.
Yeah, but it's every single instance. You know, it's like with Facebook, you get banned for using the word tranny. Like, Sarah Jong tweets about white people living in caves that they're goblins. And
yeah,
she gets hired for the New York Times, and she gets verified.
They
get rewarded.
I begged them. I just said, will you please stop? And they couldn't stop. So where does... Because let me tell you, everybody tuned in to Ask Me Anything. We're being jerks if we don't do the Ask Me Anything.
I got some questions for you right here, Alex. Or we can take some phone calls.
Let's do a few calls.
Let's do both. Because I've literally...
These people have been waiting.
They're good people.
What do you want to do?
You're in command now.
Let's take some calls.
Let's start off with Andrew calling in from New York. It's the Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson in a bomber's jacket, Ask Me Anything, and a Stetson Ranger hat. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hi, Alex. Listen, I've been following you on and off since 2011. The Obama deception woke me up. I appreciate everything you do. I got a question about Trump and how we can just, keep him true and purge neocons, because personally, I see them as the long-term threat to this nation's cultural security and future. They systematically enable the left to subvert us, and I'm tired of it.
Hey, brother, you sound like you're in charge of what I'm doing. I mean, Paul, they're trying to kill national sovereignty.
Yeah, and again, I've said this before. It's Trump often listens to the most recent voice he heard, so the people who surround him are the most important, but... You know, if you have access to those people, then obviously you're going to get that message across. But we need the executive order on social media. There's no point in saying, oh, it's a private company, and then you build your own private company to compete. It's failed. Like, Gab is Gab, and that's useful for its purpose. And then you had one called Parler, which was like a more, like, Turning Point USA kind of
operation. But they don't
get
pushed by the mainstream media, and so that's why they're never able to be successful.
But Trump needs to only send messages on one of these platforms, so you can only go to a certain platform.
That's his greatest defeat, is he keeps bowing to the establishment instead of creating the new road, which is what is his failure.
Trump could send one message on one independent social media platform, and everyone would be forced to go to it, including the media.
Well, I think there's enough circumstantial evidence to say, we're going to launch an investigation, and we're going to see who from these social media companies has been meeting with who from whatever political party. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily be Democrats, but you look into it, and you say, okay, well, would there be any political motivation now for these social media giants to engage in the censorship.
Well, that's it, is that Trump has all the power in his hands, and he's done a lot of good things, but the fact that he doesn't do these other decentralizations shows that at the end of the day, he's an establishment type person, and so he should be abandoned. And I'm not happy about that because I've been persecuted for supporting Trump. But, you know, my gut is like ready to pull away. But then there's like the left and who they are. I don't want to abandon Trump because of them. They didn't run me off Trump. They didn't make me turn against Trump. Trump made me turn against Trump. And so it doesn't matter if Trump is this great thing. It's that if he's going against that, we have to turn against him.
Let's take another phone call. Thank you for the call, Andrew. Let's jump to... actually, let's go to an AMA question here because we kind of got all the same questions.
Yeah, we got a lot of questions right here. In fact, Paul, read those.
How about, yeah, go ahead, Paul. Read one of these. Pick which one you want.
AJ, were you a fan of Buckaroo Banzai, whatever that is?
Buckaroo Banzai.
Banzai? What is that? Is that some hillbilly stuff that I don't know
about?
Some
80s movie.
Were you a fan?
The answer is no.
There you go. All right, moving on.
Moving on. How are you so brilliant with memes? Well, I steal most of them. That's why I'm brilliant. There you go. What's the biggest challenge facing us right now? Is Joe Rogan coming back on InfoWars? When was he last on InfoWars, Joe Rogan?
4 or 5 years ago. Joe says he's coming to town on the 23rd, 24th. So he says he'll be on my show, so we'll see.
There you go.
I got a good one for you, Alex. People want to know what you think about Bill Gates mainlining adrenochrome.
I know that the establishment is obsessed with the drinking of children's adrenal cortex. That's mainline news. So I don't know what to say about that or Bill Gates is involved.
He's a good guy, really. Come on.
Yeah, Bill Gates, William Gates.
I just know that.
Gates and Windows. That's how you penetrate.
What's the next question?
Let's take a caller, guys. Let's get let's get Johnny in from Canada here, who wants to talk about 5G. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I've been brought to the Ninth Circuit of Hell.
What I want to know is, what do you think's up with Trump not giving the 5G health concerns a real platform? Why do you think he's pushing it rather than sounding the alarm bell?
What are the 5G health concerns? Educate me. Go.
Well, I mean, they say...
I'm not sold on this.
They say...
Why is it so DNA? Bad?
I don't know. The DNA screws up. It's cancer-causing. Tons of scientists are saying this.
Yeah, Paul, what he's saying is true. 5G... creates, in their own analysis, massive genetic breaks in the DNA. It, quote, 5G scrambles DNA. So it's these millimeter waves are so small, they go in like a cell phone against your head, and they create tumors. They create
genetic. Why would they want to kill their customer base, though?
I'm not saying. Well, because they're in... I'm telling you what
I'm not sold. I'm not sold.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Have you ever been to a cell phone tower, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
It said, and this is the old, like, 3G towers. It says, do not come within X amount of yards from this tower. It's a health risk. And they're about to blast it, like, 10 times.
So why do we all carry them around in our pockets all day, every day?
Why do you smoke a cigarette?
To accept it and prepare for death. And all I can do is prepare. You get full war. Full war.
War!
I'm ready.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
It was a lot of lifetimes ago that I committed to humanity. And it was when I made that decision that I saw the whole future. And now here we are in 2019, and God is on our side. And all these enemies are attacking us because they already sold out. Paul, I'm glad you're here in Texas. And I'm glad that Owen's here. And I'm glad that we're here together. Because when I roll over dead, I want to make sure when they see my big pink belly, they know that was somebody that actually stood for justice. That's where we stand right now. And a lot of people did a lot of stuff before us to make sure we got this far. And so that's why I'm a little upset that people don't appreciate everything humanity did. So that's where I am. Because that's where I am. So, go ahead. Go ahead, Watson.
Say the names of Ask It. What question? Trent. Get Trent up. That sounds
Pull up Trent in Arizona on the phone lines.
We have phone lines. We have everything. We have everything.
Go ahead, Trent.
Hey, guys. I love you all. I love InfoWars. I love the products. My question was for Paul. Since you've gotten so much popularity on your own, have you gotten a lot of offers from other media companies? I saw on Steven Crowder, it seemed like he tried to talk you out of being on InfoWars. Can you just talk about
really? Did that happen?
All the things that have gone on since you've gained so much popularity on your own. And I just want to say thank you for staying with InfoWars.
What are you referring to with Steven Crowder specifically? Was this in the previous interview I did with him?
Yeah, it seemed like he was trying to get you off the InfoWars bandwagon.
No.
I haven't heard the interview. Last I heard Steven Crowder say anything about InfoWars, he said, don't talk trash on Alex Jones. He's a hero.
Yeah? He said that?
Yeah, this is when this is right after they banned InfoWars and Alex off everything, and someone said, like, oh, well, you know, Alex Jones deserved to get banned. He was like, don't say that about Alex Jones.
Yeah, that's good.
So I don't know what Trent is talking about either.
I haven't had any offers. Nobody's trying to recruit me.
Alex, tell me, when the little green leprechauns showed up with their pot of gold and said, Alex, just come over to the dark side, how did you resist?
It never happened.
We want to know, Alex.
I said I can't do the deal. But, you know.
What's going on with the American life? What is This American Life? Tell me about that. Is this a very popular show in America?
I've NPR? Never heard of it.
Never you're heard. Talking about like John Ronson.
He
calls up and he goes, you got like kidnapped and beat up and your teeth knocked out. I was like, what?
Do you trust John Ronson after all these years? Because he did that book on you and Trump, and that was bad. That was a bit of a backstab.
He had this article like, I will destroy Jones. It's the last thing I did. Like, he goes to like Rockwall, where I grew up in Dallas. And he was sitting there like, oh my God, Alex Jones is going to do all these things. And then like they called like, they took you out and they tied you down and knocked your teeth out. And I was like, that ever happened?
This is like his sick fantasy fetish.
No, he's on the phone and he's going like...
Then he's so nice in person.
He's like, I'm sorry.
He's so nice.
It was so horrible. They did it to you.
This is...
And I'm like sitting there going, okay, no, it didn't happen. He is like, he's like, American. Why'd you say it? Somebody text you that?
No, I'm just reading the news. It's in Media Matters.
Alex.
They're freaking out.
Oh, Media Matters.
This is NPR. How are you doing with the censorship, Alex?
I was like, you know, doing pretty damn well right now.
Alex, you sell products on your website. It's under attack. How does it feel? Questions here for you.
You do your job.
No. We've got the questions, Alex. We've got the documents. The documents have now been presented to us.
The official documentation. How much did the globalists offer you?
How much was in the pot of gold? How many Stetson hats?
100 million? 200 million? I was offered everything, yeah.
I could buy a lot of Stetson Rangers.
They offered me a lot of money.
Well, can
obviously.
You...
Obviously. What, do you think we're like running a fucking game here?
We're going to go ahead and dump that? Oh.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
No, I mean, like, it's a real deal. They offer a lot of money. Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay, chicks love freedom. Do you guys have to turn down hot babes constantly? I bet it's annoying. Just curious.
I just can't believe how sexist that question is,
yeah.
You know?
I mean, well, it's pretty it's true. Like, women love me, so plus, I don't have a problem with women.
I'm sure you don't. All right, what can you tell us about shadow people? Did you talk about shadow people on Rogan? Is that where this came
from? No, I talk about shadow people.
What do you think about ghosts?
There's a lot of weird stuff going on.
Hmm?
All I know is I love
Yeah, no, I'm asking him. I'm asking him.
I'm now asking. That's it. I'm now asking the questions around here. Someone come and rip this out of...
Say again?
Paul. Yeah, people want to know, Paul.
I have a girlfriend.
Paul, people want to know if you say Christian if you have to turn down hot chicks all the time.
I'm a Christian conservative with a girlfriend. So how dare you even ask that question?
All right. See, this is what I'm telling you about. It's just, let's take a phone call. These AMA people on Reddit just are out of control. Let's go to, tell you what, let's go to Paul in Vegas. Let's hear what Paul in Vegas wants to ask. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, thanks, Paul. I'm the guy with the solutions. I want to put the solar panels on the border and the train. We were just talking about the other day. I called in and talked to you, Owen. Remember?
Hello? Yeah, go ahead. What's your question today?
Well, my question today is for, like, Paul Joseph Watson, since he's over in England and stuff like that, does he have, can he feel a political shift when he says something on the air? Like, can he get a vibe from it the same way Alex does here? When Alex says something, people listen. Can he do the same thing over there? And this, you as well. I know you're from, like, St. Louis. When you go back home, is there, like, people that says, hey, Owen, you know, nice to see you or whatever? Do you have, like, fans that really help you and do good things for you? Because if you make it to Vegas, I'll buy you a beer.
Well, I would say just in general.
There's definitely a major vibe.
The InfoWars audience is huge. But, Alex, what about the vibes when you say something and put it out into the universe there?
Well, you know, all I know is that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bed. We're supposed to eat. You're supposed to go eat tonight, but I'm probably going home and go back.
That's all right.
Don't you have a secret mission, Alex? You don't have to say it on air, but
I've already completed the mission.
It's fine. No. It's fine, Alex. Alex, we know you have a secret
mission.
The secret mission. Enchanted space. Divine creation. The holy of all holies.
I signed on a long time ago. And they said, are you ready for the mission? I said, yes, I'm ready for the mission. And then, like, I kind of did the mission already. And I'm just ready now.
Ready for bed.
This segment is brought to you by Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com. That's a bomber. That's a division. That's a bomber pilot right there.
The bomber pilots are important. You know, we carry out these operations and... You know, that's the thing. It's like they got me, but they don't, you know? Because a certain point, everybody's laughing, which is what matters.
We want to spread joy right now. Joy.
I want to spread joy.
That's what it's all about.
You know, you don't put a cowboy hat on every day.
Just when you do AMAs.
I just know I'm watching the head of Twitter say that I'm beating up little kids. It ain't true. So the other day, okay, great. big, powerful billionaires say I'm being mean to little kids.
It's Alex, it's all a simulation. It's all a simulation.
So as I was saying, if that's all they've got, who are these people, man? I didn't beat up little kids. I didn't do anything. I told Jack Dorsey, please be nice to me. And he said, no, you hurt little kids. So it's like, okay. At a certain point, like, I hurt little kids.
It's all
a bad person, you know? I just always try to be a good person. And I just don't want to be part of this stuff where they lie about me all day long. I just don't want them to lie about me anymore.
How does it feel to be bullied by Twitter's lawyer, Alex?
They try to take your kids, man. They try to take my kids. They lie about me. It's not funny. The thing is so funny. It's like they try to take your children away. They go on TV, these lawyers, they lie. They try to take your kids away from you. And they think it's funny. And then if you're mad at them, they think you're weak or they think you're a bad person. It's like, I didn't do anything to this woman, whatever her name is, Vagina, whatever.
Vagina good.
Vagina's good. Her day. She goes on TV and she says, Alex Jones hates women. Alex Jones attacks children. And she sits there with no soul, like nothing matters.
They call you an unalloyed racist.
And then sit there and I put up with her saying that to me, but I did nothing to her. That's why she can't be beat, because she doesn't have a soul, Owen. You can't beat somebody doesn't have a soul. You can't beat somebody doesn't have a mama or a daddy who doesn't stamp. She doesn't have God with her.
What would you say if she were here right now?
I'd say nothing. I'd say, you go on air and you say I attack children and you say I hate you and you say I want to destroy you. And you say that I'm attacking children and you don't show the proof. You're this corporate whore who sits up there with all this power and you think in the final equation, you have turned me into what you say I am to steal my soul.
So how does it feel when you get up every morning and you read the shit about yourself every day, then you look in the mirror and you're not that person? That must be a big disconnect between the hate and the authenticity, right?
You're right, Paul. It is a big disconnect. Because I've known you 20 years. And all we're trying to promote is freedom. And I don't feel sorry for myself, but let me tell you, when the lawyer for Twitter is saying you're beating kids up and she doesn't show proof, and you, it's like how these people like attack you and stab you in the fucking gut and they never take responsibility for what they've done.
Hmm. Why do they hate you so much, though, Alex? What is it about you that they hate?
I like that music. I don't know.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Is you have a soul. And those that don't have a soul, they see it, and they're jealous. They don't want the world to be ruled by men and women that have souls, Alex. They have to rip the soul out of humanity.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Paul Joseph Watson.
Hey, how you doing?
Leprechauns from the fourth dimension.
This is a good AMA. A lot of questions, a lot of chat.
I don't want to curse our viewers. What are the questions? Because here we are. Because let me tell you, this woman, she goes on these shows and she literally says that I'm attacking and beating up kids. She doesn't show the proof. Her name is, what's her name? Vagina, whatever.
Vagina Good.
Vagina Good.
Right out of James Bond, man.
So what do you make? Because we're not on some power trip here. I'm actually depressed, Paul, that she would go on air with Jack Dorsey, with
Dorsey, Rogan.
Joe Rogan. And say that we had done these things to her. Like, what world does she live in? What system does she live in where the countdowns of the weapon systems are ready? Like, what? Where does she live, Paul?
She lives in absolute arrogance and delusion. She's coming across with this lawyer speak. She's very smarmy, very snaky about it. Tim Pool's obviously got genuine beef because he sees it from an actual neutral centrist perspective. And he's laying out the hypocrisy, the double standard of the fact that all the censorship is one way. The people, who was the guy, Peter Fonda, literally called for locking up Barron Trump in a cage with pedophiles and raping him.
Yeah, he's still on Twitter.
Nothing, like, he didn't even get suspended for the tweet. He didn't even delete the tweet, not immediately.
No, that's anyway. What I'm saying. Let's start hashtag death to Alex Jones, and they'll make it trend number one, and it'll all be fine. And all the verified leftists will say death to Alex Jones, and they'll celebrate it. Because
I ask you then, what do they want, Paul?
Whatever they want, they're not going to get it. This is backfiring. I mean, look, Tim Pool absolutely roasting Twitter execs on Rogan's podcast.
No, I agree. It totally derailed. Bro. So I don't want to.
We're winning.
I don't want to piss in their face. I wanted to be patriots. So what are they thinking? Like, why did they think this would go well? These are crazy people.
You know what I think it is, Alex? I think that because we live in this generation of everybody gets a reward just for participating. So this woman has basically been exalted her whole life. She makes these lists like top lawyers under 40, like most accomplished people. And it's like, well, who is this woman?
I have three daughters. I worship them.
But Alex, I'm not
saying
that.
But not because, I agree, because she's a woman, suddenly she's God.
No, but it's like, okay, when you're, let's say you're in fifth grade on the basketball team and you got 0 points, you had zero steals, you had zero rebounds, you're the worst on the team. Oh, but at the end of the season, they say, oh, here's an award. You were the best at playing basketball. And so now this kid is like, oh, wow, I thought I was bad. I didn't score, but the award says I'm the best. And so then they go out on the basketball court and they play against athletes and they don't score. And they're like, why aren't I good?
Yeah.
Society says I was good, but I'm getting my ass kicked out here. So here she's like, oh, I'm so smart. I've been given all these awards. I'm exalted. I'm going to come on in. I'm going to defeat Alex Jones with my planned lawyer speak. And then it totally fails. And it's like, oh, well, how did I fail? Everyone said I was good.
This is a woman who's never been challenged. That's the whole point. They had a New York Times journalist on Rogan a few weeks ago. Did you see this? Absolute car crash. She was like, oh, yeah, Tulsi Gabbard, who is a Democrat, by the way, is obviously horrible because she supports Assad, the Syrian butcher. She got challenged and melted, completely melted.
You don't challenge these people. That's it.
Yeah. And she was shocked.
What I'm saying is, like, I'm sitting here, and it's pathetic. It's like, what the hell? I don't even know how to respond to stuff like this.
I think it's just learning how to just let them go and just, okay, woo. Like, oh, yeah, Alex Jones. I was actually in the second dimension with Alex last night, and I saw him rounding up goblins and elves.
But I was on Joe's show last Wednesday, like 6-7 days ago, and I go, they keep saying that, you know, I'm saying this and that, and then she goes on there, and she repeats the exact same bullshit.
She didn't.
I'm like, I want to be friends with Jack Dorsey. I want to stop, and they won't. They're like, no, we say no one this and that, and they won't stop.
Alex, they didn't listen to that. I don't think they're smart enough. They're not even smart enough to do that much due diligence. They prepared their little, transcript, and they thought it'd go over well, and it didn't.
So So that's the next question. Let me ask both of you this. Because this is not some power trip for me. They go on. They had a train wreck a month ago with Jack Dorsey. And, you know, the head of Twitter. So then they go back on. He has a lawyer to speak for him. And I can't track it. It's like 10 times worse. And it's like, well, what? Like, I don't even want him to do that. So where does it go?
But, you know, they can claim by going on again that they're engaging in transparency. And they think just them merely appearing on Rogan's show. Because it went bad for Dorsey the first time.
But well, it's like the same thing. You just make a claim like, oh, I'm a woman. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm transparent. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But it went bad for Dorsey the first time. Not as bad as this. From what I'm seeing, this is bad.
This is 10 times worse. And, like, by the way, I'm not against Dorsey. It's
apparently
not like this is the most
speech.
Ridiculous hang yourself thing I've ever seen. It's like, wow, it scares me. Like, the establishment, is this dumb?
I mean, what I was told about Dorsey was that he gets bullied within his own organization, where he supports free speech and, you know.
No, I agree. Like, he's the good guy.
Yeah, he's the one good guy.
Oh, you got to ban Alex, though.
So let's give the inside baseball.
Which is why he gave you an extra month, because he got pushed around.
No, I agree.
He's not the worst person in Twitter. This lawyer is way worse.
Problem. Paul, stop for a minute.
Hold on.
If we admit Jack Dorsey's not a fascist, you're going to attack him more. So, Jack Dorsey's a bad person. No, Jack Dorsey's bad. Shut up, Paul. Jack Dorsey's bad. Shut up.
But compared to the rest.
No. But see, you're being honest here. Mm. So let's talk about that. What the hell is going on? Where you heard her go, Alex Jones beat up a little kid. Good. Show me the video. I wish I did that. I'd say it was. I mean, I don't know how to. It's like mental illness. It's like I did not beat up a kid, man. I didn't do that. Stop saying it. So what do I say to Jack Dorsey? Because Jack Dorsey is caught up in all this, like, his lawyer is saying this, Paul.
Yeah.
So what do I do? I'm asking you. Because my family, I get calls from East Texas, they're like, why'd you beat up a little kid? I'm like, did you see the video? They're like, well, we saw it on the news. So watch it. I'm going to ask you again. What do I do? What do I do? Because I mean, let me tell you, I'm tired of hearing I beat up some fucking kid. Delete that. We're going to break. I ask this question when we come back. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Make jokes about this, but you make jokes, oh, the left controls the media. Man, dude, they say I am hurting children. I want to know how I stop this.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Decoding enemy transmissions so you get the truth. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Well, it's been an interesting broadcast, and it's about to get even more interesting.
Because sometimes you have to talk like this if you want to get through to your audience.
All right. All jokes aside, though, John Ronson has apparently called into the show, and we were talking about John earlier, and Alex, you know John, so apparently this is John. We're going to find out. I don't know. The screeners are potting him up now. So John Ronson, is this the real deal, Alex? You know?
Hello, Alex.
Hello, John.
How are you, friend?
I'm good. Tell me about how small your ding-dong is.
Oh. Well, I'm still in Rockdale. Would you like to get drinks tonight?
My friend, I'm a little busy tonight.
I'm so lonely. Are you lonely?
No, I'm the opposite of lonely. All right, good. Get rid of that next caller. Let's go to the next person.
All right, that was a...
Nice try.
That was a terrible British accent.
Nice try from the fake John Ron. He didn't even have to do the British accent.
John Ronson was like, I'm a Welshman.
Mm. Not really.
I'm Welsh. I'm a whaler. Let's take another call. Let's go to Danny on a mystery mission from the ninth dimension. Go ahead, Danny.
Ninth dimension. Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing tonight, man? I wanted to say about Joe Rogan. Since they haven't really taken you to court, how can they really social media really take you down like that off a misconception?
Brother, I agree with you. I don't know what to even say at this point. I just know that Joe Rogan has the head of Twitter on, literally saying stuff that isn't true. So we'll see what happens.
No one believes it, though. The reaction is all in your favor, like 90%.
No, I agree. So why did they think that they would go on a show and do this?
It's a big PR stunt.
So they live in a bubble, and they think, oh, we're being transparent, that's enough. Stunt. That's what it is. Just them being there. They've graced us with their presence, and that's enough, right?
No, I think they the answer is...
With a pistol.
Oh, Jack Dorsey!
Powerful.
But Alex, Jack Dorsey says that you should be banned.
You know what makes me sick is that in World War I, the British people lost over 1 million folks. And the Civil War... They did the same in the U.S. It's not funny to me. Some people died in the fight for freedom. So I would just tell everybody right now that war is not a joke, and war is not funny, and war has been committed to. And so I'll say that right now, that I am done with everybody else that wants war. I just want to have freedom. You know, World War II, there were 25 million Germans died, 20 plus million Russians, 5 million British, only 1 million U.S., which is, I'm proud of that. Like, you think, like, oh, we only lost 1 million people because we did stuff smart. We lost 1 million people, 1 million people. And I won't sit here in 2019 and, like, think about that as if that doesn't matter. Those people were committed. And they did what it had to do to defeat tyranny. And that's what makes me really upset. So I love America. I love our crew. I love everything we've done. And I just say that I'm very thankful to be here today. Because, you know, World War cost tens of millions of dead. And these people sit there all day. They make jokes about death. They make jokes about war. They were not in a war. They never faced a war. They never paid for a war. But I'm not one of those people. And so I'm blessed to be here today. Think about who we are and what we stand for. So I'm glad to have Paul Watson here with us. I'm glad to have you on. I love you both. And we're going to win this fight. We're going to win this fight. So that's it. That's it. Live broadcast is over. I appreciate you guys. And tomorrow you'll be back on, Paul.
I'll be on with David Knight.
You'll be on with David Knight. You're going to fly out. What matters is, brother, we're alive today, and I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Sam.
Because they take people like us that have souls and care. They think we're weak. Paul, we're not weak. The fact that we have a conscience... and a soul, that means we're strong.
What you're just saying. We have a Brexit. We had a Brexit vote, and now we have a narrative. Oh, these old people didn't deserve the vote because they're not going to be alive for the ramifications. These are people who have invested their entire lives. These are people who fought in World War II. To say that their vote counts for nothing and some pissant 18-year-old has more of a say and should have more of a say. They're trying to lower the voting age to 15 in the UK, and they're saying that those people who sacrificed everything for their country, who invested their lives, who built families, who built businesses, who built joy and happiness, that they should be the ones to be castigated out of society, ignored. That is what offends me the most, in line with what you were just saying. They are the people who should be exalted the most in society, the people who've built everything.
And Paul, I agree. And you're a humble man.
70, 80 years.
You're a humble man. So don't be humble. If you don't take leadership, no one else will. Understand that?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not,
we had this conversation
earlier. It's not, We don't want leadership. God damn it. We are leaders. We don't stand by and sit there because we wish we ran our own stuff. We have all got women. We've got power. We got money. We're leaders. Look at me. You have to take the leadership. We don't want the leadership, Paul, but we have to take the leadership. If we don't do it, the radical Muslims will do it, or the weird perverts will do it. You understand now? As a man, you have to take leadership. So say to the world right now, I take leadership.
Where are we on? I take leadership.
No, right now. Seriously. Isn't a game.
I'm serious.
It's real, Paul. I know you're real. An innocent person. You have to take leadership or someone else will say, I take the leadership, Paul.
I take the leadership.
You take it?
I'll take it.
Because if you don't, no one else does. Understand now. Say, I take it. Say, I take the leadership.
I take the leadership.
You know what? Give it to me. I'll take the leadership.
Take it.
Damn you, take it.
I take it. I get it. I love you too, man.
I know you 20 years. You know, if we don't take the leadership, brother, the evil does. We have to be the leaders. Leaders don't want the leadership.
I know.
Now you know. Take it. It'll lead you down a road you've never known. You take the leadership. Paul Watson, I love you.
I love you, Tim.
20 years of war together now. Good job. Owen, close out this broadcast.
Well, at the end of the day, we aren't the ones that started this war. We're not the ones that were censoring people. We weren't the ones targeting people politically with the corrupt government. We weren't the people that lied about it. And that's our destiny. And the truth is, Alex, we've already finished this war a billion times already. So we'll do it again. So I'm not afraid. Because that's our role. That's our destiny. Whether we like it or not. So we'll be right here. Fighting this battle with you. Ever long. Spiritually. Emotionally, culturally, societally, politically. And we will be victorious because that's
total
our
commitment. Total commitment. Total commitment.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We're going to go ahead and wrap this war room up here today on this March 5th, 2019. And I'm sure you'll be seeing and hearing clips from today's broadcast for a long time. And just kind of just it's almost, I don't even know if people can understand this. But Jack Dorsey and his lawyer really went on the Joe Rogan show today and expected to get zero pushback because that's who these people are. They are authoritarians. They are tyrants. They are dictators. When they speak, they don't expect pushback. When they get pushback, they don't know what to do. So we will see the final results from the Rogan podcast today where they lie about Alex Jones. And then claim that
those were the three reasons why they censored him. Of course, it's all BS. It's all political. But that's the big lie. That's the big farce. Now, we didn't even plug once today on this three-hour broadcast. And if we don't have your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we don't even exist. And so that's because of people like Jack Dorsey and Vijaya Good or whatever her name is that tried to censor us. A bunch of left-wing, mentally ill activists, quite frankly. But thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we're able to persist. And you see how emotional Alex gets. And I know that a lot of people understand. And then a lot of people don't understand. And so I'm not going to sit here and act like I've ever walked a day in Alex's shoes. I can see what Alex goes through, but I can't understand what it's like to have people try to destroy your life and then take your kids. I mean, for me, it's like, I don't really care. I kind of enjoy it. Try to destroy me. I don't give a damn about you people. Honestly, like somebody, like if I had Jack Dorsey coming after me like this, but I don't have family. That's what I'm saying. Alex has four children and they lie about him. So it's like one thing, okay, like they'll take away Alex's treasure. They'll take away Alex's, you know, ship that he built here, InfoWars. And it's like, okay, but that's kind of a victory for him. You know, that's a victory in the war. You take away someone's children, but it's not even that. They take away him. They literally steal they take Alex Jones and then they steal who he really is. And then they create a fake Alex Jones and then present that one to you. And then they erase him off all social media so he can't respond. So I didn't even plug, but the point is, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes it all possible. That's why the War Room exists. That's why the David Knight Show exists. That's why our crew exists. That's why we're able to send reporters out on the scene. And everything we do is possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please today, folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Just try out the great products we have. Get a water filter. Get an air filter. It's products you need. And there's a lot of great specials. Bodies is on sale and a lot of great products. Now, George Soros, please and use promo code WARROOM and get your InfoWars Hexagon logo polo for $10 off with coupon code WARROOM. All right, here's Greg Reese's report on George Soros.
Radio Television Marti is an international broadcaster based in Miami, Florida, which transmits news in Spanish to Cuba, funded by the U.S. government. After airing a video that exposed billionaire George Soros of being an operative of the Rothschild banking dynasty, Senator Jeff Flake and Bob Menendez called for an investigation. Eight staffers were fired and accused of being anti-Semitic. The video, aired by Isabel Cuervo, suggests that George Soros has been working for globalist forces to undermine societies worldwide. John Lansing, director of the United States Agency for Global Media, which oversees radio and TV Marti, issued a statement Wednesday saying that the report was a blatantly anti-Semitic video segment about George Soros that was deeply offensive and wholly inconsistent with our professional standards and ethics. Here now is the video in question.
Soros, realmente hay que subir a la cima de su imperio. George Soros era realmente un pez pequeño, un banquero de poca monta e incluso fracasado e ignorado por las autoridades de Estados Unidos, cuando se convirtió en un gran jugador con la ayuda de nada menos que de los Rothschild, operando desde la Suiza. La persona clave que ayudó realmente a que se creara el Quantum Fund fue un antiguo banquero de Rothschild, con el nombre de George Carlways, que operaba fuera de Suiza y proporcionaba muchos fondos para las operaciones de Soros en el Quantum Fund. Así que el nombre Rothschild y el Imperio Británico llevan siglos relacionados, y ese es un buen punto para empezar. En segundo lugar, una cosa importante sobre George Soros y el Imperio Británico es su política. Mira cuál es su política clave. Número 1. Implementa a finales del siglo XX e inicios del siglo XXI la guerra del opio británica contra Rusia, Estados Unidos y los países desarrollados. La estrategia de la guerra del opio fue una de las operaciones más efectivas del Imperio Británico, a la altura del poder global del Imperio Británico en el siglo XIX, cuando usaban drogas para someter a los pueblos. Esta ha sido la marca registrada y el sello de George Soros, operando no solo a través de su imperio financiero, sino también a través de su llamado trabajo benéfico, sus actividades filantrópicas o no gubernamentales, más notablemente el Instituto de Estudios para una Sociedad Abierta y la Fundación de Políticas de Drogas.
No, Soros ha sido uno de los patrocinadores más antiguos de Barack Obama. ¿Cuál ha sido la key de esa cuestión?
Bueno, esto se remonta a las conexiones británicas y tendré que aceptarlo y enfrentarlo. Pero sucede que, en primer lugar, en términos de canalización, destinaron cientos de miles de dólares para apoyar los primeros pasos de la carrera política de Obama. En segundo lugar, el mismo Obama es el producto de los accionistas, si lo prefieres, de aquello que nosotros en Estados Unidos llamamos tontos y compañía. Soros, la familia Prescott. La señora Prescott de Chicago tiene ahora un escaño como miembro en la administración de Obama. Todos ellos, junto con la familia Crown de Chicago, Illinois, forman enormes familias dueñas de agencias de propiedades y de bancos. Las que han sido investigadas y vinculadas con el lavado de dinero una y otra vez. Así que los Prescott, los Crown y George Soros apoyaron y dieron a estas organizaciones desconocidas el empuje inicial en la política en Illinois, en la Casa Legislativa del Estado. Y desde allí ejercieron presión al Senado de Estados Unidos en 2004. George Soros es más importante que esto. Soros introdujo a Barack Obama en el interior de esta comunidad de fondos de cobertura. Eso es algo que en realidad no representa una gran mano de obra con la cual contar, simplemente porque esa comunidad ya estaba comprometida con diferentes círculos en el Partido Democrático y en el Partido Republicano. Y la única objeción a todo esto, en particular, fue el interés británico de prevenir que Hillary Clinton llegara a la presidencia en el 2008. Ellos necesitaban a alguien que pudiera detener la inevitable subida a la presidencia de Clinton, ya que su popularidad se basaba en su arrastre como senadora de Estados Unidos y en su trabajo anterior como primera dama. Barack Obama fue escogido por la oligarquía financiera de Londres, Wall Street, Connecticut, el Caribe y las colonias de la corona británica para ser el recipiente de esta enorme cantidad de fondos. Todo esto con el único fin de que la campaña continuara. Es actor de la guerra del opio que Gran Bretaña lleva contra Estados Unidos, contra Rusia y algunos otros países desde mediados de los 90 del siglo pasado. Esto es algo que nuestra organización lo sabe con certeza. Él es el cerebro de los esfuerzos políticos y de la propaganda para cambiar las leyes y legalizar las drogas alucinógenas y psicotrópicas, como ocurrió durante el auge del Imperio Británico. Las guerras del opio del Imperio Británico, que apuntaban a someter a China, no habrían sido posibles si hubiera habido leyes internacionales contra el narcotráfico que no existían entonces. Uno de los principales objetivos de Soros, con sus miles de millones de dólares, era revocar las leyes contra el uso de drogas, el tráfico y la producción de estupefacientes. Es algo que debemos entender. Su modo de conseguir esa revocación, en el caso del consumo personal, fue presentarlo como una libertad civil.
It is not clear why this report was considered to be anti-Semitic, but what is clear is that the powers that be do not want anyone talking about the geopolitical activities of George Soros. For NewsWars.com, this is Greg Reese.